try to match for life state as I.
Yeah.
Caleb Gallup,
yeah. The second stick over you, Chayisoro.
Yeah.
Vayu Chayisoro. Easter the Medrash. The Medrash is brought down. They are Hashem made to Mimim. Hashem Shehem to Mimim. Kach Shnoisem to Mimim. So Medrash at the Bessianke brings down always a lot to this parasha. Today Hashem he made to Mimim. The Eibishter knows he made to Mimim. The Pashem Shat is the Eibishter knows the days of the Tamimim. The Medrash says he made to Mimim. You stell to the Yomim to the Tamimim themselves. You're Mashre. You compare between the two. Just like the Tzadikim themselves are Tamimim, which means they complete their Bishleimus. So too the years of the Tzadikim are also Tamimim, they complete years. That's the Pashem Shat in the Pasuk, the day Hashem he made Tamimim. Omer Rabbi Yechon says, Ki Hado Eglus Tamimte. Like an Eglus Tamimte, which means like a complete and solid circle, which is Tamim. It's complete. There are no inches in the circle. It's Gantz. It's complete. That's the Alish Tate Medrash. There's a lot of Dvarim Tmum, a lot of shaydas over here. The first shayda is like this. First of all, the first shayda is the Etzem Medrash itself. What does it mean? Kishem Shehem Tamimim, Kach Shnoisem Tamimim. What's the comparison between the two? What's the Medrash trying to say? The second of all, what's Rabbi Yechman trying to add on? Rabbi Yechman is trying to give an example of something which is Tamim, so he chaps on a circle. What's the word of a circle? Is that the only thing Rabbi Yechman was able to find of something which is complete? The circle, is there anything else? There's nothing else in the world that could be complete besides for a circle. What's the significance of a circle to what the Medrash is trying to say? Obviously, the circle has a certain insight to what the Medrash was trying to say with Yidei Hashem Yimei Tamimim, which would make it understandable why circle is the marshal. Third shaila is on the pasuk itself. Vayu Chayisoro. All the Mepharshim ask, many Mepharshim ask the Shaila. The Lashon Chayisoro is a little confusing, because Chayisoro means the life of Sora, and this week's parasha begins with Misa Sora, Ptira Sora, when Sora was nifted. The parasha begins with Chayisoro, but the Maaseh is not Chayisoro, it's Ptira Sora. The whole parasha begins b'chlal when after the lifetime of Sora Menu by the Kfur. First part Vayu Chayisoro. The lashon of the parsha starts with very an interesting psicha to the parsha.
He doesn't ask that. You're asking that.
I'm asking. He doesn't ask any of the questions.
No, the first two is what he says.
Right, but he speaks about this in the shtickle later on, which means he's coming to answer the shayla also. Be your Indian. So to mash away, how do I be your Indian? Hinek siv, Yidei Hashem derech tzadikim. In order to explain the pasuk Yidei Hashem he made to Mimim, the mash away is telling to a pasuk in Tehillim, so stay dort in Yidei Hashem derech tzadikim. Which the pasuk shat in the pasuk means, the Eibishter knows the ways of tzadikim. The Eibishter knows the ways of tzadikim. That's the boy from Poshit. But the Maaseh, it's an interesting pasuk. What does it mean? The Eibishter knows the ways of tzaddikim. The Eibishter knows the ways of everyone. The Eibishter knows the derech of tzaddikim, Yeshoyim. The Eibishter knows everyone. Whatever is happening in this world, the Eibishter knows. Now the Eibishter knows. The Eibishter is behind everything. What does it mean? Yidei Hashem derech tzaddikim. Look to Maaseh Shloya Chayinu derech shol tzaddikim hu leida as Hashem. Yidei Hashem, the knowledge of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, that is derech tzaddikim. That's the way of tzaddikim. The derech of tzaddikim is Yidei Hashem. They have knowledge of Hashem. K'dushim b'nei Adam la'an haderech hazeh hoylech. people have sprach. You're walking nowadays, but it's not so shchiach anymore because we have all different gadgets and Wazes and GPS that we rely on. But once upon a time, you know, not so long past, it was a musig, you know, you stop at a certain road and you ask the passerby, so where did this road lead me to? Where am I going to end up if I drive down this road? Am I going the right way? After you come to Perosh HaZerachim, like Chazal say, come to Perosh HaZerachim, so you're able to know this road leads a certain direction and this road leads this direction. So Derech Tzadikim, if you're on the path of Tzadikim, you have a path, you know, the beginning of a road, and there's a sign that says, this is the Derech Tzadikim. So you know that this road is going to lead you towards Yidiyas Hashem. If you follow this path, you mizdabik ba'afar agleim shal tamid chachomim, the tzadikim, you follow that path, Derech Tzadikim is Yidiyas Hashem. It brings you closer to the Ribono Shel Olam to reach Yidiyas Hashem, to reach knowledge of Hashem. Yidei Hashem, that is Derech Tzadikim. Kach Derech Tzadikim. There's nothing there. It's like it's a paved road. It's removed. All menias are removed from that road. All havli olam, all the narifkaiten of this world are removed from that road. The only thing that that road leads to is the Yedias Hashem. So he compares that to our pasuk as well. Yedias Hashem made to mimim. Chena pirish. Yedias Hashem made to mimim. Haino. So he made Tamimim, the days of Tamimim, Nimshachim v'holchim l'yidiyas Hashem. Yidei Hashem is the made Tamimim. The days of Tamimim are Nimshach v'holch. They're pulling and they push the person towards Yidiyas Hashem. That's the made Tamimim. That's the days of the Tamimim. The days of Tzadikim evolves around Yidiyas Hashem. And what's Yidiyas Hashem? Because Yidiyas Hashem doesn't mean just knowledge of the Ribono Shel Olam. No. Knowing Hashem means ki yidi loshon chibur, mitvekis, k'moy v'yeda odom. The pasuk says v'yeda odom, which means loshon of chibur, loshon of connecting, of the dvekis. Yidiyas Hashem v'haynu l'chaber l'davik atzmon, v'Hashem yizbarach m'mechaber, and m'davik yizav n'Ribono Shel Olam. That's the Yimei Temimim. The days of Tzadikim, Tzatimimim, evolves around one topic, and that topic is Dveikus Bashem. Dveikus in the Ribono Shel Olam. The whole life, from morning till the next morning, evolves 24/7. Evolves around one topic and one topic only. You come to be Atam Dveikim Hashem on the Keichem Chaim Kulcham Ayoy. Dveikus in the Ribono Shel Olam. Dias Hashem means Vadas the Davik Atzmoi in the Ribono Shel Olam and everything they do. If it's in yonim of ruchnius, and even if it's in yonim of gashmi, which has a shayches avodas Hashem, everything is done in the pretext, the context. That is said, in the context of dveikus b'Hashem. How is that going to be more medabik meaning the Ribono Shel Olam? That's the made tamimim. The mele. The Medrash is trying to say azoy. Yedei Hashem he made tamimim. Kishem Shehem Timimim, Kachshne Shehem Timimim. The Pshat is Azoy. Just like the Tzadikim are Timimim, which means that the Tzadikim are constantly trying to be medabik themselves in the Ribono Shel Olam. Kachshne Shehem Timimim. You know the state of Avram Zokin Bo Bayomim, right? Bo Bayomim. So we're always used to teaching Bo Bayomim with the Taichin Cheder. They always teach Bo Bayomim means that it came with all his days. And he utilized his days properly. So he's able to come up to Shemayim, he's able to come up with all his days, Baruch Hashem, every minute was used properly. Right? Every minute had a cheshbin, altzigben, oizge cheshbin, like I say a word, B'Shem, say B'Shem the Ishbitze, and others say B'Shem the Chidush Arim. The stomach of this word came from the Pshischa Cheder, from the Rebbe Rabbinim of Pshischa, famous word, this week's Parashatake, Rabbi Kiva, was giving shir. And his Talmidim were misnamnim, they were falling asleep by the Shia. Kedar, Kemenik, Balabatim, Chashuvim, they're falling asleep by the Shia. And Rabbi Kiva wanted to wake them up. So what do? He said, he told them a vort. Shtet Chazal, Ma Ra'asu. He said, Ma Ra'asu. Esther Amalke Limloich al Kuf Chav Zayim Medinis. Why did Esther Amalke become a queen of 127 countries. Togoy Batzbita Shal Sari Imenu, the angel of Sari Imenu should come. She lived 127 years. Mela Esther Malka was queen of 127 Medinas. Very beautiful, the Shmaki, nice word. Kuv Chav Zayin, the Gzei Yeshavu, same 127 countries, 127 years of Sari Imenu, Mamish Mordek. Very nice word. Decided the Mepharshim asked very poshut. So why is that word going to wake them up more than the Shir? The Shir was also some nice things he said by the Shir. So what is this word waking them up more than the Shir? So poshut tried to say it because it's like Adita. It sounds Gishmak, Gishmak, Gimak, Gishmak, Tushtel. The Ishbitz is out. The Shirim. Shish Chachayt is out. The Shirim. Sorry, a man who lived 127 years. That means every single year of the life gave Esther Malka another Medina. Now, we know every Medina has many, many states and cities in it. Kumtchais, that every month was another city, right? Every week was another province. And every minute was another block. Look, the Rav Kiva, that's verstehen. Sorry, a man's life was between us. The ganze ganz guy should live the life properly. So every minute of the life gave Esther Malka another shtick land to rule over, right? If 1 minute wouldn't have been lived the way it was supposed to be lived, Esther Malka would be queen of 127 countries, aside for one area, right? If 2 minutes wouldn't have been lived properly, it would be lived another area. V'chule v'chule. He was bringing out the chashivas of time. You see how chashiv time is, that she didn't give up on any minute. Every minute was chashiv, and that's where every minute was lived properly. And that's what Esther Malka had a complete 127 countries, because Sari Imenu lived a complete 127 years. That's Baba Yomim. She came with Avraham Avinu came with a full life. That's the Parsha Shad, the way they tied to Cheder. The Me'ashloyach is Mazbin. The Siyan also says it became a Mekoymus. The Baba Yomim is, the Baba Yomim means, over here, that's what he's trying to say. Kishem Shem Timim, Kachshne Shem Timim. He's saying that the way that tzaddikim, it's the same pshat, but it's with a knet, with an oimik, with a certain depth over here. The way that tzaddikim live a complete life, that every moment is utilized properly, is because the ikir matorah is dveikis v'Hashem. And the mele, even though the masses will say you can't learn 24 hours a day, you can't daven constantly, a person has other nyonim to take care of. So via zoike mezayni boba yonim. Over here he's eating, and over here he's drinking, and over here he's sleeping. The Teretz is, if the matorah that you have in front of your eyes is dveikis b'Hashem, yidias Hashem, l'davik, or l'chaba, l'davik atzmon b'Hashem, yisborach, like the loshen d'me'a shiloyach. So kum t'chayis, anything you do, as long as it's in the context of being close, bringing you close to the money shiloyach, to be marbe dveikus in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, if it's done b'oifen zeh, then that minute was utilized for the tachlis, for tmimis. So that the medrash kishem shehem tmimim kach shneisem tmimim, just like the tzaddikim, the whole mehus, the whole matar of the tzaddik, his life is dveikus v'Hashem. The atma dveikim v'Hashem on the keichem chaim gul chamayoyim. The mele the shneisem are also tmimim b'oifen zeh. But if it's that tmimim, that every single moment of the life was used for yidiyas Hashem, which means dveikus b'Hashem. Derech tzaddikim, the yimei tmimim is constantly dveikus b'Hashem. So every moment doesn't make a difference what was done in that moment. If it was ruchnius or gashmius, if it was tefillah, or it was avoid or gemilas chesed, from when it was oisik gemilas chasodim, he could have been misafik many hours of the day just feeding people. But it was done with a matar of dveikus b'Hashem. It was done with a matar from Volachta Bedrochov. The Dark Rebbeinu Shel Olam, not because it's nice, not because it's the proper thing to do, but because Volachta Bedrochov, the mitzvah in the Torah, or even in his day of Ram Avinu didn't have the mitzvah, or he was Oiluch Bedarki Hashem. It was Bedvekas by Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's how all the days of Ram Avinu, the Tzaddik, Mutmim, were Gans. Because every moment was done with Bedvekas by Hashem. That's what the Medrash says, the first part of the Medrash. Here he has another knesh. Umemele bevoyom uderech hazeh hu hascholes chiyuso. Tzadikim that come with this mahalich Kuvas Chodesh Chiyusa means when they finally reach the end of their lifetime and they're zoiche to go up to Shemayim and to have true Dveikus Bashem without the boundaries of the goof holding them back anymore. So then it's not the end of their life now. Now they're beginning the life. Because since the whole Chaim, the whole lifetime was evolved around the Dveikus Bashem, so of the belt of Olam HaGashmi, they had Dveikus Bashem, but with a limit. Because the Maaseh is still not a goof. The goof was still holding them back from complete Dveikus in Ribono Shel Olam. When the goof is not there to hold them back anymore, and so the Neshama is Mis'ani Kachas Kisei HaKovid in Gan Eden with Ribono Shel Olam, the Shechina Gedoshe, then they have Mamre Dveikus Bashem. Is there a Pirush HaMedrash? Vayu Chai Yisrael Hainu. Now the Chaim of Sori Meina began. It didn't finish. Vayu Chai Yisrael. What's this Chai Yisrael? Sori Meina lived now. 127 years late, he's saying Chai Yisrael. Now she's dying. She has to get her back from the belt. What's Vayu Chai Yisrael? The Torah says, yes, now she begins to live. Because now she's moving to the Olam HaEmes without the boundaries of the Gulf. And the pshat is why? Because the Eibishter, because the Yedias Hashem is the tachlis of the Yimei Temimim. Come to Chayit, that was the tachlis of her life. So now that she finally reached the emes of Dveikus Bashem, now she begins the Chayim. Now she begins life. Like a circle. What's the tushdal to a circle? Iglis a pinish dover ogul. Hanase beigul. Tam b'sholim. Aganse. There's no end. Every place where you start, that's the beginning. There's no end. You just keep it going around and around. If you see hekev echod, it's one circle. There's no soif of kolosa. The soif is connected with the tchila. That's the pshat. Because soif achayim is not the soif achayim. There's no end. If the matora. The tachlis is Dveikus Bashem, so you don't finish. It's not finishing, it just continues, it goes even more now. So it's not a finish, it's a circle. That's why you're still to a circle, because that's exactly what it is. There's no aschol of a soif. By a regular person, could be this aschol, it's the soif achayim. I get no lemahabe about that, it's a hemshich, but now the ma'is is soif achayim. It's not soif achayim. Dveikus Bashem doesn't end now, it just gets more and more. It's a circle that goes around and around, and never, it's no soif b'tchilas, it's chilas b'soif, it's never an end. When she finished her chayim and the oil mahazet nema v'yil chayi soru ha'ainu she hizchel ha'chayim shelo kimoy shem v'voye v'zoy ha'kodesh v'zoy v'shevet nezbay v'zoy ha'kodesh kimoy de gishtiko. That's the way the Meir Shloich tightens up the mahalach ha'chayim from Avrom and Soru the Bo Bayomim. The Ikim HaTorah is Dveikus Bashem. It's not stamp that they used every moment, but every moment was done with the Givisim HaTorah, with the same HaTorah of Dveikus Bashem. It doesn't make a difference what was used that moment. Yeah.
Very nice.
Okay, revival. The whole stick was so Yisharim got over here. He takes us from the bottom if he has the new ones. It's a long Arichas over there. He brings down this whole Medish with a whole bunch of different connections over there. That's already a parish in itself.
Yeah.
You have a Sadi Sharm over there?
Yeah.
The Xaviad one. That's a whole it's a Gans Arichas over there. But
it's not on this page. Basically.
What?
Hey,
it's somewhere else.
Let me bring this up. One second.
Did you get an invitation to Rosh Hashanah's wedding?
No? Are you? Are you supposed to?
I know, it's Mendel guy.
Mendel's here.
I said, what are you talking about? The footnotes in the Sefer?
What?
You're saying Sod Yisharim from the footnotes?
No. So Yisharim, the shtickle, so Yisharim, he brings down the footnotes, but he doesn't bring down what it says.
I mean, Gimel for the Kisayad.
Always Gimel in the. Yeah. No. The measure of the nuance. Having them just still to the Sadi Sharm. I'll just say one part of it.
The long has a look. How's it look, the Sadi Sharm? Let me see it. The front. Give me 1 second. I have it. Just 1 second. Please.
You probably have it.
I have one also. It's upstairs. I have one. It's upstairs.
I'm not saying the whole thing. I'm going to say one little stickle. Wait till Fievel gets a safer over there. That's not bad. Some people can't say that. We wouldn't be able to say that either.
The one Tanina?
No, not Tanyana. The regular one.
Ah, Chanesh.
I got that one.
What's the difference?
Tanyana is from the Talmidim, and the other one is from the Ksaviyat from the Aruch Chaim himself.
Uh-huh. Chanesh.
Anyway, one part that he says over here, he brings down. It's a whole long thing, but the one little nikud over here. I'll just read it over here. He says that this whole thing of a Yuchai sort of happened after Akedas Yitzchok, right? Happened after Akedas Yitzchok. He says that
Rashi says the psura. That's what she was named.
Right. So he says it's not just by coincidence. He says that this nekuda that we're speaking about right now was nishlam after Akedas Yitzchok. Why? He says because he goes through the whole. He has up to whole arichas and parshas noyach about it. The Eibishter was koyis bris with the Yidden, right? The Eibishter was koyis bris with Klal Yisrael. Which means that it has to be the Yidna Nimshal to Yireach, to the moon. What's the soid of Yireach? The Chinas Malchus, the Leslo Megarme Klum. So your Malchus has nothing from itself. The Midah of Malchus is only Mekabel from all the Midas from before. The Midah of Malchus is not a Mashpia, it's only a Mekabel. Megarme has nothing. Mekabel from all the Midas. Every Midah is Mashpia to the next one, all the spheres. But Malchus is the lowest. It's only Mekabel Milamala, right? The word of Yireach is that the moon has no or has no light in itself. It's only Mekabel light from the Shemesh, from the sun, right? That's what happened by the Chiyumati Azatzmech, right? That's what the Yidna Nimshal of the Yireach, because the Koyach of Klal Yisrael is that they have the Koyach of the Ribbono Shel Olam shining out from them. Since every Yid has an Neshama, which is a Chelek of the Kani Mal. So the avoid of the Yid is not to build his own Or. The avoid of the Yid is to take that Or of his Neshama and to remove all the menias, all the schmutz that's covering up that Neshama, not letting the light shine out. The avoid of the Yid is to remove those levels, to those layers, and let the Neshama, which is the Chelik of the Tamimal, shine out. That's why Yid is Nimshal to Yid, Yisrael Nimshal to Levon. Because the Koyach of Levon is that it brings the light from the Shemesh and it mirrors it off to this world. When you say Pegima Salvona is that it's not a full moon, it's Chatzi Hekev, right? He has a whole stick over here. He says that the Nisoyin of the Akedah was that the sign of the Akedas Yitzchak was the Shleimus. Avraham Avinu reached by the Akedas Yitzchak was all the Midas. He went through all the Midas. The essence, the Asor Nisyonis of Avraham Avinu was connected to Esses Virus. Connected all the spheres that he had. He says that the last Nisoyin of the Akedah was Mesakin, the last of the Esses Virus, and it made the Shleimus of Avraham Avinu's Koyach Hakibul for the Ribbono Shel Olam of the Shleimus. Because in order to be Mekabel B'Shleimus and the Ribbono Shel Olam, you have to have all the spheres lined up properly, all B'Shleimus. And every Nisoyin was Mechazik, another Madregin, another Midah, until the Nisoyin of Asidi after Akedas Yitzchok, then he reached the shleimus of the asarnas of the asarnas yoinis. So he reached the shleimus of the eses virus. So mainly he was mekabel the hashpo that he had, the light that shone from the Ribbono Shel Olam mirrored through Avraham Avinu with the ganze shleimus. So the Yidei Hashem he made timimim of Sora and Avraham Chlal, which is the dveikus in the Ribbono Shel Olam. The tafkid of the dveikus in the Ribbono Shel Olam is he adds on over here a notch. But the tafkid of the dveikus in the Ribbono Shel Olam is not just your own dveikus in Hashem, but it's a dveikus in the Ribbono Shel Olam that mirrors off to the rest of the world. Which we know that was Avraham Avinu's tafkid. Avraham Avinu was mefarasim kvoit shemayim this world. He's mefarasim the Ribbono Shel Olam's name in this world. The Ebrister became melekeh shemayim melekeh haaretz on this world. So after the story in Arkada, then he reached the emes shleimus. The true shleimus of being able to mirror off the likus that shone from the Ebrister through all the sfidus till Avraham Avinu mirrored off properly after the story in Arkada. It says that that's why Sarah Imenu reached the Emes Shleimus after Akedah Sarah and Avram together. Sarah Imenu reached the Emes Shleimus after Akedah. Then she was ready to move on to the Emes Advekas and the Ribbono Shel Olam on the next world. That's part of the Arishas. I'm saying, obviously, it's again why Avram Avinu stayed around. So he has, but he has a whole Arishas about it. But that's he says it's Mamish. But this Likud, he adds on a drop of a notch and he's mazbit. The Rebbe Rabbeinu Bashishchi, I'll just finish off. The Rebbe Rabbeinu Bashishchi used to say, my grandfather used to always say over, the Rebbe's Chavruch, he used to always say over B'Shem, the Rebbe Rabbeinu, that the Pashiyas from the winter, the winter Pashiyas, are Pashiyas that are cloaked in a pelt. In Yiddish, it's Arim Ginnim in a pelt. You ever heard this word, Vival?
Yeah, old word.
Old word. So what's the pshat? So the Rebbe was mad, but that's the chayda pashat. One of the pashat pshat is that the pashas are so tief. There's so much tiefkeit to the pashas. There's so much you can learn from every pasuk in the pashas. It's like a pelt. It's cloaked in secrecy. There's so much hidden things there. That you have to like delve deeper and deeper to take out things that you can learn from the pashas. There's so much there, but sometimes it's hidden. But you know, it looks very pashat. Well, if you have pelts, from the pelts in the vining, you know, there's one layer, another layer, another layer. You start peeling away the layers and you start seeing the soidis and the secrets and the parashiyas. Okay.